On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
As thousands of children take the Kent test, it's emerged the Prime Minister is considering scrapping a ban on new grammar schools in England. Nicola's got the details for KMFM.
Well, Theresa May's been telling her MPs that she wants every child to have access to opportunity and has defended a plan to create more selective schools. A consultation's expected to be announced next week. Education Secretary Justine Greening has been speaking about it in the Commons.
We do believe selection can play a role. We think that there is evidence to show that it does for many children who are in grammar schools. But anyhow, we need to leave no stone unturned, Mr. Speaker. We'll be setting out our policies in due course.
Opening new grammars was banned at the end of the 90s, but they're still part of the education system here in Kent. And all this has come out on the day more than 10,000 pupils sit the Kent test in a bid to be able to apply for a grammar place for next September. Natasha Harding's son, Zach, is taking the exam.
There's a big part of me that really agrees with grammar schools, because I think, you know, for bright children, I think it really gives them lots of opportunities. However, I think from the other side is a lot of the other schools sometimes are seen as dumping grounds, which isn't good for anybody.
Last year, education bosses in Kent were given the go-ahead to build a controversial new grammar annex to provide more spaces. And Jenny Whittle from Kent County Council has recently led a review into how to get more children from disadvantaged backgrounds into grammar schools.
What we wanted to see ultimately was children of high academic ability, whatever their background, having fair access to grammar schools. So we think it's the right thing to do, and we're encouraged that this is taking place.
You can let us know what you think of the story by leaving a comment at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A van driver has been arrested following a crash near Folkestone in which a 17-year-old moped rider died. Police say the teenager collided with the stationary van along New Dover Road in Cable of Fern just before 7 this morning. The 34-year-old man, who's from Ashford, is currently in custody. A Kent hospice has been criticised by inspectors for not protecting its staff from bullying. During a visit to Pilgrim's Hospice in Thanet in June, experts from the Care Quality Commission found workers hadn't felt valued or supported for a number of years. The hospice has been rated as requiring improvement. Its chief exec says she's concerned about staff morale and will address it.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP is calling on the government to do more to stop lorry drivers parking on the roads in the county. Helen Waitley says HGVs left on hard shoulders, slip roads and country roads can be dangerous for other drivers and pedestrians. She's called for the Roads Minister to visit Kent to discuss what can be done.
I see all the time lorries parked in the lay-bys on the hard shoulders, so I hear it from my constituents and I see it for myself, and all this came to a head and I thought now is the time to do something about it.
It comes after the County Council backed plans for a £250 million lorry park just off the M20 near Hythe. The number of cases of carbon monoxide poisoning in Kent have more than doubled in the last 2 years, according to new figures. 32 people ended up in hospital in the county after apparently breathing in the gas last year, up from just 10 during the previous 12 months. Four suspected illegal immigrants have been detained after being spotted walking along the M2 near Gillingham. Police were called just after 7 this morning after they were seen on the London-bound carriageway near Junction 4. The men have now been handed over to immigration officials. And Simon Cowell has criticised Zayn Malik for developing a TV show inspired by a boy band without going to him first. The former 1D singer is reportedly going to be an executive producer for the series called Boys.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
The 2016 Paralympics are underway after a spectacular opening ceremony last night at Rio's Maracana Stadium. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
10-time equestrian champion Lee Pearson carried the flag into the stadium for Great Britain. Dame Sarah Storey can become the first British woman to win a 12th Paralympic gold medal today in track cycling. She's looking to defend her title in the C5 individual pursuit. She says she's facing new challenges this time.
This is the first away games for me where I've had four events since I switched from swimming. So huge logistical challenge, and obviously I'm a mum now, so So my whole family are out here earlier than perhaps they would have been normally.
Cricket in its day three of Kent's penultimate game of the season at Beckenham. A short time ago, the home side were 113 for 7 in their second innings. That's 41 runs behind Northamptonshire. And Andy Murray is out of the US Open tennis. The Wimbledon champion lost his quarterfinal with Japan's Kaina Korshi in 5 sets. Murray was 2 sets to 1 up, but he seemed to lose his focus in the fourth when a noise inside the stadium forced the point to be replayed when he was in a good position.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.